اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآن جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآن.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وأجل فرجهم.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear Muslims all over the world. Ramadan Mubarak to all of you. May Allah Almighty inshallah bless us in this holy month, and may you inshallah include us in your du'as as well. Welcome to IRB English Radio. Let's recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRB English Radio in cooperations with Sevier International Schools Network. I really welcome you all, and I'm glad to let you know that we have Brother Hussein Ruhullah, Hassan Nasrullah, Ali Nasir, and Fawad Haider with us today in this session. Everyone, salam alaikum. Hussein, salam, how are you?
Alaikum salam, sir.
Are you good? Alhamdulillah. How are you doing with Ramadan?
That's good, sir.
Good? Alhamdulillah. Ali Nasir?
Alhamdulillah, sir. Alhamdulillah. Great.
Good. Good. And Hassan?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
Alhamdulillah, mashallah. And Fawad? Inshallah, we will talk about Ayah 55 and Ayah 56, two verses from Surah Al-A'raf. And on what page? Could you help?
157.
157. So, brothers and sisters, if you have your Quran with you, turn to page 157. 157, Surah Al-A'raf, two verses, Ayah 55 and Ayah 56. So, we have a beautiful recitation of these two verses. Let's listen to it.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ادعوا ربكم تضرعا وخفية إنه لا يحب المعتدين ولا تفسدوا في الأرض بعد إصلاحها وادعوه خوفا وطمعا إن رحمة الله قريب من المحسنين.
That was a nice recitation, wasn't it?
Yes, it was nice.
Hope you have enjoyed it. So, now we will practice the Tajweed rules, and also will explain what Allah Almighty says in this ayah. It's very important to understand what we read. Yep.
Yes.
So, Allah Almighty says in ayah 55, both verses talk about dua, how to pray, okay? How to pray and the importance of prayer. Look. In the first ayah, Allah Almighty says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ادعوا ربكم تضرعا وخفيا. Supplicate your Lord, it means talk to your Lord. Make dua, تضرع, it means ask Allah Almighty besiegingly and secretly. So Allah Almighty says, whenever you want to talk to your Lord, whenever you want to make dua, when you want to have munajat with your Lord, try to do it secretly. It's better for you. ادعوا ربكم تضرعا وخفية إنه لا يحب المعتدين. Indeed, he does not like the transgressors. Transgressors, okay? Those who, for example, Allah Almighty might mean this, but you have to look at the Tafasir book as well, okay? Maybe Allah Almighty wants to say that you don't have to be such kind of people who shout at Allah, oh Allah, give me this! Why don't you give me this? Why don't you accept my prayers? Why? Allah Almighty does not say that this is completely unacceptable. Don't never do this. No, sometimes maybe a person is so in a difficult time, he wants to shout. He wants to talk to his Lord that way. But because of respect, politeness, better to talk to him slowly, quietly. Yes?
Yes.
Ask him respectfully. Yes. All right. That's it. وَلَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ بَعْدَ إِصْلَاحِهَا And do not cause corruption on the earth after its restoration. وَدْعُوا خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا And supplicate him with fear and hope. إِنَّ رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ قَرِيبٌ مِنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ Indeed, Allah's mercy is close to the virtuous people. Look, sometimes we might see that, oh, our country is safe. Alhamdulillah, we got security. We got everything. We're being blessed. So we don't need to supplicate our Lord anymore. No. Allah Almighty says, when you got a peaceful life, okay, a very calm life, secure life, doesn't mean that you should stop. Allah says, udu'u khawfa wa tama'a. Still have fear, still have hope. You should do it, okay? So, inshallah, refer to the Tafasir books to learn more about these two beautiful verses. Now, time for Hussein to recite these two verses, and we will help you guys, your dear listeners, with the Tajweed rules.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ادعوا ربكم تضرعا وخفية إنه لا يحب المعتدين ولا تفسدوا في الأرض بعد إصلاحها وادعوه خوفا وطمعا
أحسنت
إن رحمة الله قريب من المحسنين
ما شاء الله Allah bless you inshallah in this holy month may Allah shower his blessings upon you brother
inshallah
that was good upon everyone listening to his recitation upon Fawad Hassan and also
yeah, especially Fawad Nasser.
yeah all our brothers as well and sisters all over the world listening to Arab English radio right now so Udu'u, I'm questioning you guys. Why Hussein recited it like Udu'u? Hamzatul Wasl in the beginning doesn't have any sign, doesn't have Fatha Kasra Dhamma. Hussein picked Dhamma and he recited Udu'u. Who
yes.
can answer this?
Yes, sir. Ask
yes,
Hussein.
Sir.
Ask himself?
Yeah.
Oh, Hussein, why did you do that?
Because the third letter had Dhamma.
A dhamma. All right. So,
what is the third letter?
What is the third letter?
Ayn.
Ayn.
Oh, good.
Ayn is the third letter. So, Hamzatul Wasl, Dal, and Ayn. So, Ayn is the third here. So, the rule says, Fawad, what?
We should see the third letter.
Okay.
If it's a dhamma, we'll okay. assign the Hamzatul Wasl with dhamma.
If the third letter in the verbs
the word.
In Arabic,
yeah.
verbs in Arabic, if the third letter has a dhamma.
Dhamma. We'll assign Hamzatul Wasl with dhamma.
Oh, Hamzatul Wasl is assigned with dhamma. Udu'u, the same as this word.
Yes.
In case we have, so we have three harakat.
Yeah.
Dhamma, fatha, kasra. So what about fatha and kasra?
But when we have fatha or kasra, we will assign the Hamzatul Wasl with kasra.
With kasra. Both of them, fatha and kasra?
Yes.
Good job.
How many
so that's the rule.
How many exception?
Good job. If you have the dhamma on the third letter, assign Hamzatul Wasl with?
Adhamma.
Adhamma. Udu'u. U'umur. Alright? Unsur. If you have a fatha or kasra with the third letter, assign Hamzatul Wasl with kasra for both of them. For kasra and fatha. Like, irja', irji'i.
Yes.
Or for example, you have isbir. I'lam, these words. Ihdina, for example, ihdina al-sirat al-mustaqim. Ihdi. Good job, nice answer.
قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض حياتي
How to learn Quran easy? What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's recite the Quran.
تضرعاً وخفية. What about that? تضرعاً وخفية. Yes, you have to
merge them.
Merge the sound. What rule is that?
إدغام.
The rule إدغام. Refer to the Tajweed rules in case you don't know. We merge them. تضرعاً وخفية. فحسن, we got a جيم here. Also in the next eye, we got a جيم. What does the جيم say? What does it indicate?
It said that you're allowed to stop.
All right. It gives us a permission to stop here. Good job. Innahu. Make sure you have a wow, a baby wow, a tiny wow. Right after the ha. You?
Stretch it.
Innahu la yuhibbul mu'tadin. La yuhibbul, if you say, God forbid, if you forget the alif.
Yeah, for sure.
For sure,
it changes the meaning.
Loves the transgressors. So, that changes. Make sure you pronounce the alif with lam. لا يحب المعتدين ولا تفسدوا في الأرض بعد إصلاحها ودعوه
قلقلة.
Explain it.
Yeah, the five letters.
All right.
When they are ساكن.
Whenever they are sucking these five letters,
yeah, assigned with sukoon, we will produce a echoing sound or bouncing sound.
All right, what are those letters? Fawad, tell us what are those letters?
They in total mean قطب جد.
قطب جد.
So individually, قاف, طا, با, جيم, and دا.
Thank you so much. Good. ودعوه خوفا, the same as the upper one, تضرعا وطمعا. Tama, in case you stop here. So this is called Maddul.
Arid.
No. Maddul. Iwad.
Iwad.
Iwad. Yeah. Yes. Intentional mistake.
Nice one. No problem. If that was intentional, still. Inna rahmatallahi qareebun min al muhsin. So. إن رحمة الله قريب. You merge, you join it with ميم. قريب من المحسنين. That's all. So these are the important tajweed rules that you need to pay attention. I will recite these two ayatain. Make sure you listen and repeat after me. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, time to practice the recitation. Ready, everyone?
Yes.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
ادعوا ربكم تضرعا وخفية.
ادعوا ربكم تضرعا وخفية
إنه لا يحب المعتدين
إنه لا يحب المعتدين
ولا تفسدوا في الأرض بعد إصلاحها وادعوه خوفا وطمعا
ولا تفسدوا في الأرض بعد إصلاحها وادعوه خوفا وطمعا
إن رحمة الله قريب من المحسنين
إن رحمة الله قريب من المحسنين
صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم
Thank you so much. That's all from us for today, brothers and sisters, dear listeners. Thanks for being with us. See you in the next session. Thanks, Fawad, Hassan, Hussein, Ali Nasir, for being with us in this session. Stay with us, brothers and sisters, dear listeners. See you in the next session. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum.
Let's Recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools. ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان